Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is a sad story to report, and Dan was reporting on it yesterday during the newscast. But longtime elected official down in Jefferson County, currently serving as a state representative, Ken Waller, died unexpectedly this week at age 63. So a young man still, and very sad, very sudden. And I've talked to so many people that talked about what an impact he had over the years in Jefferson County, and really to hear many tell it helped turn around and get more Republicans elected in Jefferson County. He was willing to put his name on the ballot and get out there and run for office, I think maybe as treasurer and then county executive. And I wanted to have someone I'm sure knew him better than me, and that is Chris Grun Howard, who's running for Jefferson County executive right now. Chris, thanks for giving us some time this morning.
Hey, Mark, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right, thank you. So sorry to hear about Ken Waller. I know I met him a few times. I did not know him well, but this everybody who didn't know him is just devastated by this.
Yeah, and maybe you saw my Facebook post. You know, whether they know it or not, everyone in Jefferson County is weeping because of the loss of Ken Waller. This is a man who, you know, turned this county red. This is a man who, when he became county executive, restructured the finances, saved these taxpayers, you know, millions of dollars. This is the guy who could fill up any room. I don't care how big the room was with his personality. And trust me, I know I'm a guy who suffers from excessive personality disorder. You know one when you see one.
Was he at your kickoff? I'm trying to remember if Waller was down there that day.
He was not at my kickoff, but I'll tell you what, you know, Ken was a guy who, you know, some people were like, oh, well, he's just likable and whatever. But Ken was, he did the work behind the scenes. He had fun in front of everybody, but he did the work behind the scenes. And so, you know, when I moved out to Jefferson County and did stuff, and then I got a phone call from Ken and some of his friends that said, hey, we want you to come to a meeting. We want to talk to you about county executive. I assumed after 25 years of helping people get elected that he was calling me to help me get someone elected to county executive. And when I walked into the room, I found out very quickly it was me they were talking about. And I'm like, you know, and I actually said no the first time. And actually, you know, and so then the second time we met for lunch and I was like, okay, I'll think about it. And Ken was, he did all the work behind the scenes or by proxy. But this is a guy who had his finger on the pulse of everything that was going on in Jefferson County all the time.
Chris, Dan Buck here. Good morning, brother. I know you know.
Hey, man, how are you?
Good. You worked a long time with Mark Carter, and Mark really thought that this guy made a huge difference, even at the state level in the short time he was there. I mean, elected in 2022. He said he was a jovial guy, could get people's attention, but his principles and his values and his integrity were just amazing.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Yes, Ken, you know, like I said, Ken was, he was jovial, he was fun, and he was, like to have fun and everything. But at the end of the day, he was about the business of what he thought was right for Jefferson County and for the people at large. And that was his guiding principle more than anything else. And, you have to respect that, especially in today's day where you have so many people that are just kind of opportunistic and they'll flip-flop on any issue. And Kenny wasn't like that.
Well, I mean, as somebody who did the job then, he had tapped you thinking you're going to do a great job in that role as well. What are the challenges you still see there in Jefferson County?
Well, listen, if you're going to compare me to Ken Waller, I got some big shoes to fill, because the one thing that Ken had, and I hope to emulate, is he didn't buy into the factionalism. Jefferson County was, at the time he became county executive, very factionalized, everyone kind of grabbing for a piece of power under the new charter. And you still have some of that today. And so I hope to be that connector. I hope to be able to bring people together based on the ideas rather than just the pure politics. And I think Kenny saw that in me with the work that I did with the caucuses, and I was the Jefferson County caucus chair, and navigated that. So I think that was part of it. But I have no doubt this conversation didn't take place because it never had time. But I have no doubt that if I win this race and if Kenny was still here, he'd be pulling me into the office going, okay, here's what I need you to know. Right. Because that's the way he was. He'd never had that conversation in public, but that's how he was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Ken was also, a real, I guess I would say, a uniter. He could get both sides of the party. He could have conversations. Never a judgmental guy. And in a split county, and I'd say it's probably 52% Republican down there. It's going to be a tough race for you. I mean, they're going to put somebody up, I'm sure. But you feel confident that Ken's legacy can live on, and you get him a victory down there, which I know he really really wanted you to win that seat.
Yeah, well, listen, in Jefferson County, I think we're more than 52% Republican. I think you have a lot of Democrats with the Democrat Party left then. And so the battle is really for the primary. So winning the primary, I have no doubt I'll win the general.
Awesome.
And, a lot of the people that were alongside Ken Waller when he was the county executive and the clerk and even recently a state rep, those people are all behind me and talking to me, advising me. And so, his legacy may not live on, and, I may get one of those red, white, and blue jackets. Like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Yes. Got it.
To him. Homage to him. So, yeah.
Well, he was popular and loved down there for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And, the last time you and I talked about this, Chris, you talked about your plans for development in Jefferson County, obviously in a controlled manner, but making sure that the majority of Jefferson County residents didn't have to leave the county and go to St. Louis County for work.
Yes, right. I mean, 67%, this is just recent information from the annual, the master plan they're working on. 67% of the people who live in Jefferson County are dependent on St. Louis County for their economics, their jobs. we have all kinds of opportunity. You know, I'm going to sound a little idealistic, kind of like Ken Waller. Listen, we have huge opportunity here, and I want to take advantage of that. Now, I don't want to do like St. Charles and grow everything everywhere all at once and go crazy, but we can have steady, consistent growth in the next 10, 15, 20 years. Those are jobs. Those are construction jobs for labor. Those are, I mean, we have all kinds of things that we could be doing here that, that centers the economics of Jefferson County in Jefferson County, which would be great, which is something Kenny was all about. You know, when he first became county executive, like I mentioned, you know, he restructured the county's finances. They didn't have a fund balance when he became county executive, wow. And they did by the time he left. They had a fund balance, millions of dollars in fund balance. By the time he left. Well, that's the kind of fiscal responsibility I'd like to emulate.
Chris, we appreciate your time this morning, and thanks for filling us in so well on Ken Waller. Thank you.
Happy to do it, Mark. And Dan, y'all take care. Let me know if you need anything, guys.
You bet, Chris.
We will do it.
Good luck in the race down there, brother. Yeah,
no kidding. Candidate for a Jefferson County executive in the primary down there is for the Republicans. All right, coming up, we'll talk to our friend Ryan Wiggins. He's going to be in studio here in just a couple of minutes. He's going to be talking a little bit more about Gavin Newsom. Stay tuned.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.